ruled unanimously, 9-0, that Trump's name, former President Donald Trump's name, cannot be taken off the ballot. Here to weigh in on the historical impact of this ruling, we have none other than the history professor over there at Winthrop University, Dr. Eddie Lee, to join us. And good morning to you, Dr. Lee.
Lucas, Palmetto Mornings is one of my favorite places to be as I start my day. And, you know, it's a historic time. The presidential election is 8 months from today.
Wow. I mean, we keep saying the time is going fast, but it is coming very fast here. Well, what is it that we need to get ready and start preparing for?
Well, you know, I think the Supreme Court decision emphasized a fundamental point, Alex, and that is that let the people decide.
Thank you.
I mean, the people should decide. We should not be saying, oh, we're not going to have that person on the ballot. And I think the court ruled, as Lucas pointed out, you know, it was 9-0. I mean, let the people decide. And we're going to do that. We're going to do that in about 8 months. I'm a person who, as you said, I love the past and I study the past and I teach the past. You know, we'll get through this. We get through things, and I think Americans are a resilient people, and we can handle anything. We've done it, and we'll do it with this. But we're living kind of in a tumultuous time, but it will resolve itself. And the court has said, you know, go to the polls and vote. And I think we should all do that 8 months from today, or if you can vote a little earlier, do it then.
Have we as a country ever been faced with a decision like this?
We've been faced with real crises. And, okay. You know, I heard one of the candidates say, well, it's as bad as it was in 1864. He had the year wrong. 1860, when the country came apart and it was fractured. And, you know, we had South Carolina heading for the exits and, you know, other southern states did. And the Civil War erupted all around us. That was a terrible time in American history. 1932. When Franklin Roosevelt came into office, you know, in Chester County, his opponent, Herbert Hoover, got 8 votes. 8 votes. Franklin Roosevelt got 8,000 votes. It was a Roosevelt landslide. So we've had some critical, tumultuous times. We're facing a critical time right now. We'll get through it. We'll get through it fine. But 1860, when the country fell apart and those southern states seceded from the Union. That would be comparable.
Well, Dr. Eddie Lee, we always say you cannot forget history. And that's always been a topic of, do you erase it? Do you do this? But it's always lessons learned that come from history.
Right. And you immerse yourself in it, Alex, and you think about it and you say, you know, well, what did we learn? Hopefully, when we face crises, we learn a lot. And so I think we have learned a lot from the 1860 election and that time period. We've learned a lot from the Great Depression years. And I think we've learned a lot since 9/11. Mm-hmm. And I think about that with my students because many of them have been born after 9/11. And, you know, but we've learned a lot since 2001. And, of course, there was a disputed election there in 2000. And, you know, a lot of your listeners would remember that. And, you know, the Supreme Court had to step in and the Supreme Court had to say, okay, enough is enough. We're going to say that Florida became a Republican state and we're going to resolve this, and George W. Bush became president. Al Gore did not. But, you know, Al Gore accepted it at that point. And that's one of the things that we do in America is we may not be real happy about it and we may not be, you know, excited about losing, but we accept it. And that'll happen this November in 8 months. Somebody will win and somebody will lose and we'll move forward because we've got some real challenges to face. And, you know, I brought in a couple of things, and I always do this when I come to Palmetto Mornings. I brought in, of course, the U.S. Constitution. Everybody should carry this type of thing around.
Pocketbook, right with your little Bible.
You know, during the Watergate hearings in 1973, Senator Sam Ervin had a little copy of the U.S. Constitution, and he'd always say on those televised hearings, the committee will come to order, and he'd pull out his Constitution. Well, you know, I don't say the committee will come to order, but I pull out my copy of the Constitution. It's got the 14th Amendment in it. And if you look at that, Lucas, you know, the events of January the 6th, it was not an insurrection. It was a riot. It was not an insurrection. We were not going to overthrow the government. And, you know, it was not going to be the Civil War, the sequel. it was going to be, you know, it was a riot and we should have had more people there. Mayor Steve Benjamin of Columbia, he and I did a program right after the events of January the 6th together. And we talked about it and we said, well, you know, this is not an insurrection, but it's a wake up call.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of people that were dissatisfied and they assembled there at the U.S. Capitol. And those images are very fresh to us.
Well, to that point, what's the difference between a riot and an insurrection?
Well, an insurrection in 14th Amendment, it was 1868. The 14th Amendment, it was in the aftermath of the Civil War, and they wanted to make sure that some of those Confederates didn't kind of like get themselves back into the American government and lead us into the ditch again. And so they said they were guilty of an insurrection in 1860 and 1861, and they can't serve in the government again. In the case of Donald Trump has not been charged with an insurrection. He has not been convicted of leading an insurrection. And so I think the court kind of said that yesterday. And it was unanimous, as Alex said. It was 9-0. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot to learn from that. There'll be other decisions that are going to come forth. You know, but the time runs out. And we've got those 8 months, and then we'll have election. And so I kind of see the election of this year, what it is what it's going to be. It's going to be two candidates that I think we know really a lot about, and there's going to be a rematch, and that's kind of what we're going to be facing.
We're speaking with Dr. Eddie Lee. He is a history professor at Winthrop University. Just for the historical impact of the Supreme Court decision that came down Monday that ruled 9-0 that former President Donald Trump's name cannot be taken off the ballot. Trump calls it a big day for America. The court rules, Dr. Lee, the authority to remove a candidate rests with Congress, not with the states. I know what that sentence means,
well,
but
Colorado can't do it.
Okay, yes.
Maine can't do it.
Illinois
can't do it. And only the first branch of government, deliberately, the founders said the first branch of government is the Congress. And I think sometimes we kind of misunderstand that. We think, well, the president is supreme. No, the first branch of government is the Congress. Mm-hmm. The power rests with them, not with the Supreme Court of the state of Colorado, or not with the Secretary of State of some other state. It's Congress's authority.
And Alex and I discussed this earlier this morning. What would have happened if the Supreme Court would have allowed states to remove former president's name off the ballot?
You know, since I deal with old stuff, you know, I don't predict the future, but I never thought it would turn out differently than it turned out yesterday. And so when I heard at 10 o'clock that it was 9-0 in the decision and you read from it, you know, I was not surprised. That was the obvious solution to the case. The obvious solution was, you know, let the Congress decide things like this. Mm-hmm. That's why we have that first branch of government. Mm-hmm.
What do you teach your students? How do you teach your students in today's political climate when we're heading into an election? As a student, this would be such an exciting time because you get to see democracy played out right in front of your eyes.
And, you know, they're very focused, and I'm reassured by that. They're very focused, and I've taught for a long time, and, you know, it hasn't always been that way. But this group of students, they're very focused on, you know, what's going on right now in their world. What I do is I teach them the documents that are essential. I teach them about the Constitution, but I teach them about the Declaration of Independence. I teach them about the Emancipation Proclamation. We talk about giving women the right to vote with the 20th Amendment. We talk about giving 18-year-olds the right to vote with the 26th Amendment. But the Constitution, one of the fundamental documents. That's why I've got this little copy with me today.
Dr. Eddie Lee, you're dealing with a different generation now, as you said, students that were born after 9/11. What are some of the things that they're concerned that they bring to you on a political stance? Of course, I understand you lean on these standard documents, but what are their concerns?
Well, they're concerned that, you know, they're going to finish their degrees and they're, you know, what awaits them? And are they going to be unemployed, or are they going to find something that kind of makes them feel like the 4-year sacrifice that they made and their parents made was worthwhile? I like to think that, you know, it will be worthwhile. And I try to prepare them for, you know, when you graduate, if you don't go to graduate school or law school, or if you don't get an MBA, or if you don't go to medical school, you know, you're going to have, you know, opportunities. And I said that in the plural, opportunities. There are going to be opportunities for those folks.
Well said.
Well, we appreciate the history lesson on this Tuesday here on Palmetto Mornings from Dr. Eddie Lee, who is a history professor at Winthrop University. Dr. Lee, as always, thank you very much for the insight.
Great to be here with you and Alex.
And for the reminder, we're 8 months away. 8 months from today, we will be casting our vote in the general election in November. It's hard to believe, man. All right, today is Super Tuesday. A lot of delegates are at stake. Almost 865 delegates are at stake. And today, folks will vote in 15 states. It's an exciting time.